إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا غشيهم موج كالذلل دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء اكرام, elders and friends in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran Sharif, and in the Quran Sharif Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that if I want Allah to talk to me, then I open the Quran and read it. And if I want to talk to Allah, then I perform wudu and I read salah, then I am in communication with Allah. So the Quran is a message that Allah has sent us. Like how a beloved sends a letter to a beloved and pours the heart out in that letter. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours out his heart, Allah pours himself out in the Quran Sharif in different ways. Sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's excitement, sometimes it's sorrow, sometimes it's grief, and sometimes it's also scary. But Allah pours his heart out in the Quran. And one of those messages which Allah mentions in the Quran, I wish to share with you, because each one of us, including myself, are victim of this. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. Allah gives a parable and an example of a ship moving on the oceans. And that ship, huge ship, is overtaken by stormy waters, huge waves, swells. Now this ship is moving from side to side, and everybody on board is fearing for themselves. So Allah has given that example now. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ, when they are enveloped in huge waves, دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ, then everyone who is present on that ship, they turn their attention to Allah in earnest in dua. Then Allah gives his complaint. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ, when Allah rescues them from that very volatile situation, إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, then very quickly they forget and abandon Allah. In our time, you're traveling in an aeroplane, we experience turbulence in an aeroplane, and when that aeroplane is shaking a lot, then we know what is the circumstance, what is the condition of the people in that aeroplane. But when that turbulence is finished, we say, what a skillful pilot he was. What a wonderful pilot he was. So same thing. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ, when Allah brought them into safety, إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, then you forget about Allah. So the condition of a believer, his heart is always connected to Allah, no matter what the situation is. And we have this weakness that when the goings are good, when the circumstances are favorable, then we are happy and we continue our lives. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in certain situations, then we find that now we want to turn to Allah. But sometimes it's too late. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was swallowed in the belly of the fish, then the angels The ulama write that when a person is consistent on his actions, on his good deeds, then the people around him, the angels around him, and his surroundings become acquainted with his good deeds. And when a person is not constant with his good deeds, then the angels, the surroundings are not used to him. And the example they give is that when this Nabi of Allah was swallowed by the fish, Yunus alayhi salatu was salam, then he was in the belly of the fish. And in the belly of the fish, he read one wazifa. He read one tasbih. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Which the ulama recommend him as reading difficult times. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So the angels heard this tasbih. And they came to tell Allah, we are hearing a very familiar voice. Sawtun ma'roof. Min biladin ghariba. If we were used to listening to this voice on the face of the earth, now this voice is coming from a different location. So Famiya the ulama say that the surroundings and the place become accustomed to that person's ibadat. To a certain extent. Some ulama have written that even the masjid becomes acquainted with the person's good deeds. That when that masjid passes away, even the walls of the masjid mourn the death of a musalli. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that certain people you must give testimony of iman. And one of those people are those people who frequent the masjid frequently, who come to the masjid all the time. So nevertheless, this example Allah has given us in the Quran, that when a person is going through good times, then we forget Allah. And when a person is going through a little bit of difficulty, نَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. When sometimes financially a person is suffering, sometimes in his domestic life a person is suffering, on a social level people are suffering, then now everyone will return to Allah. And the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us the prescription, that turn to Allah in good times, رَخَاء. رَخَاء means good times. يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Then Allah will come to your rescue at the time of difficulty. Allah will come to your help. And we see in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how in trying circumstances Allah was there to assist Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in the initial days of Islam, he was resting under a tree. And a person came and he caught hold of the sword of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he woke Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam up. And he said, that I'm going to kill you. Who will save you now? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instantly said, Allah. And with that conviction, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah, that the sword fell from the hand of that person. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got hold of that sword and asked him that, who will save you from me now? That person accepted Islam. So this heart of the believer has to be connected to Allah all the time. And the moment we detach from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when we need Allah, then we find difficulty in reconnecting with Allah. And this is where we lose ourselves. When a person is going through good times, family is set, children are set, business is set, then we become negligent of Allah. And the moment some difficulty, some speed bumps come in our way, then quickly we want to come to the masjid and we want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sahabi, it was on the battle of Hunain, he came to tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this to show you how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam molded the minds of the sahaba, that when the goings are good also don't forget Allah, and when we are going through difficulty time also don't forget Allah. So one sahabi came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, oh Nabi of Allah, we have won this battle and have earned some booty. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, very good. He said, how much booty you have earned? He said, I bought and I sold. He was a very skillful businessman. I bought and I sold. To such an extent, I got 300 ukiyas of silver, which was regarded to be a huge amount of profit in one day. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at him Everybody else around Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was impressed that a person earned such a huge profit in one day. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "Oh my beloved Sahabi, should I not show you something which is better than this? To read 2 rakats Nafil Salah in the beginning of the day is better than the 300 okiyas of silver you earn in the day." To show you, to mold the mind of the Sahaba, that you have earned this money, Mubarak to you. But always remember your connection with Allah is of importance. His own daughter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beloved daughter Fatima, who was very close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif, that there is no person who was resembling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in her akhlaq and in her mannerisms than Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting with the Azwaj Mutahharat, his wives, and there was a knock on the door. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Innaha la daqqu Fatima," that this seems to be the knocking of my daughter Fatima. He wakes up, he opens the door. He embraces his daughter, he hugs his daughter, he kisses his daughter on the forehead. And then he seats her next to him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then whispers something into the ears of Fatima. She starts crying profusely. A little while passes, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then again whispers in the ears of Fatima. She becomes elated and happy. So after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had left, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Hazrat Fatima, "What was the secret that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told in your ears?" So Hazrat Fatima said that this is the secret of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I cannot divulge this secret. And this is something that we also need to learn. Sometimes people make mashura with us, people ask us in confidence, and then we go and divulge this information. Like how people say, if you want people to know, then you must tell him, don't tell anybody. Because when you say, don't tell anybody, then you make sure you'll tell somebody. So these are amanat. If somebody phones you for a proposal, marriage proposal, and a person gives you an honest opinion of a person, it's haram for you to divulge that opinion that person has given you. How much problems this has caused in Ummat? The man is giving his honest opinion, and then you go take his opinion and tell it to somebody else. This is haram. So Hazrat Fatima never divulged that secret. So after the demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has passed away. I'm still curious to know what was the discussion that you had with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So she says that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in, when she came in, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whispered for the first time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her in her ears that my death is very close now and I'm about to pass away. So I cried because of the separation of my father. And after a little while passed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then whispered in my ears, he said, "Ama taradin an takuni sayyidatu nisa'i ahlil jannah," that should I not give you the solace now that Allah has made you the queen of the women of Jannat. He said that elated me and made me feel comfortable and I started smiling. This very same daughter who was so close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on one occasion came to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for some domestic help. The hadith mentioned that she used to do so much of domestic work that even her hands and her body suffered difficulty because of that work. So she requested from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam some slaves that have come. If you afford me the opportunity to have one of the slaves, then I can. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when she came to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was busy with the Sahaba. So at night, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to visit Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Ali. And he asked his daughter, "You came to visit me today, I was busy. For what you came?" So the reply was, "I require some domestic help. Some slaves have come. I want some help." So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her, "Oh my beloved daughter Fatima, should I not show you something which is better than that help?" Again, diverting the mind that in a time of difficulty, turn to Allah. In the time of ease, turn to Allah. Ta'arraf ila Allahi fi rakha. Turn to Allah in good times. Ya'arifka fi shidda. Allah will respond to you at a time of need. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Should I not give you something better than these slaves, this domestic help?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave her the 3 tasbees. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. This is better for you than these slaves. That's why it's known as Tasbih Fatima. Nabi Salam gave it to her. Eventually he gave her the slave. He gave the domestic help. But look at the message in that. For this reason, respected elders and friends, it is very important that we move away from that mindset. That when the goings are good, then we take everything for granted. And we continue our lives as though there is no Allah. As though there is no tomorrow. As though we are not answerable to anybody. As though there is no sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when that person goes through difficulty, just one janazah in that house and see what happens. Just one accident and see what happens. One sickness and see what happens. One life-threatening disease somebody is diagnosed with and see what happens in that house. So we need to move away from that mindset and come onto that mindset of turning to Allah all the time. Our salah with punctuality. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embedded in the hearts of Sahaba. Embedded in the hearts of his own family also. There was one Sahabi who heard one hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Man aqala nadiman aqala Allahu atharatihi yawm al-qiyamah. That person, a businessman who sells an item, and after the person purchased the item, if he returns it, he takes back and he refunds the money. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, who accepts a refund? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out all his sins on the day of Qiyamah. Generally in business terms, we know once the money is in, the goods are released, then we know. Now to give that person back his money and to take back the goods become difficult. So the Sahabi heard this hadith. So he went to Madina Munawara and he opened up a small shop, a few goods. Every day he used to open, but nobody used to frequent his business. For 6 months his business was like that. After 6 months he closed down. So the Sahaba asked him that you open a business, 6 months you closed it down, what happened? He said, I only opened this business so I can fulfill this hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For 6 months I waited for somebody to come. People bought from me but never returned to me. They never come for a refund. After 6 months somebody bought something, he was regretful over what he bought. He returned the item, I gave him a refund. My objective has been achieved, I closed my shop. So this is a Sahaba. Respected elders and friends, we have to turn to Allah. We have to remember all the time. That's why in the ayat of Quran, وَإِذَا أَصَابَتُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We all know this. إِذَا أَصَابَتُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when any calamity strikes, قَالُوا, then the believers say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Only a person whose heart is attached to Allah, he'll say these words. Only a person who's attached to Allah, he'll say these words. And if you look, study the grammar of the ayat also, this flowing of the ayat, that as soon as the calamity strikes, then they recite this. But that person whose heart is not attached to Allah, then when calamity strikes, if it's a financial calamity, the first thing in mind goes to, who can I turn to get some money? If it's a breakdown in a car, which mechanic can I get? If it's some problem in travel arrangements, now the first phone call is the travel agent. Because the heart is not attached to Allah. So the moment asbab comes, when the means comes in front of us, then we rely so heavily on the means that we forget Allah. Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was about to be thrown into the fire by Namrud with a catapult, then the angels came to him. And he was tested very heavily by Allah. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. That we have tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in difficult situations. And he passed. And this is one example of that. He was about to be thrown into the fire. We know. The angels came to him at that time. The angels came to him at that time. And he said, oh Ibrahim, we are here at your disposal. You command us and we will do whatever you want. What was the response of Ibrahim? Allahu amaraka? Did Allah command you to come at my assistance? Did Allah command you to come at my assistance? He said, no. He said, إِذَنْ لَيُّضَيِّعُنِي. Then my Allah will not forfeit me. My Allah will not forsake me. Look at the connection. Even in a time of desperation, a person's iman has to be made. A person's iman has to be made. And then Allah had saved it. That's why the ulama write, because he relied on Allah without any means. Because he relied on Allah without any means, Allah helped him also without any means. So he was thrown into the fire. The fire was raging, but for Ibrahim it was cool. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Because the heart was connected to Allah. So whatever our connection is with Allah, that's how the reflection will come from Allah. If our connection with Allah is strong, then the reflection from Allah will also be strong. But if our connection with Allah is weak, then the verse which I've recited, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلْ دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. When a person is enveloped in difficulty, then he's turning to Allah. He's saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرْدِ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. And when Allah takes care of the difficulty, then you forget Allah. Respected elders and friends, we have to increase our connection with Allah. And the more we increase our connection with Allah, we will find that we will benefit from this connection. Whether it is spiritually, whether it is in our livelihood, in every aspect of our life, our family life, our domestic life, every life, we'll benefit. But the moment we detach from there and we forget about Allah, then we'll find difficulties. So ta'arraf ila Allahi fi al-rakha. Turn to Allah in good times. When the goings are good, ya'arifka fi shidda. Then Allah will respond to you at a time of difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq and the ability also to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in totality. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.